clearly he has written, for from a marginal potency. Where is marginal? Within two areas. Oh, Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, and here this world, Maya world. In that very place, Tatastha Shakti lives. Where? Oh, in the mind of Mahavishnu Karanadhishayi Vishnu. Oh, here is the reason, cause of all jiva is coming here. Oh, by constitutional form, they are part and parcel of Krishna. It is true. But they have never served Krishna. They have never been in Golok or from this marginal point. Krishna gave some freedom, independence to them. Oh, you can, from here, you can just go to Golok Vrindavan or you can come to this world. So choose anyone. In a moment, I will give you time. Not in moment, but
less than second.
Oh, thousand parts of second. And in any you can choose. Some jumped there and some an unfortunate person. Oh, they jumped here. They saw, oh, very influential. Attractive here. Oh, very beautiful. I can enjoy here. And this come and they. So, they were never in Golok Vrindavan. If anyone is there, serving Krishna, oh, only Yogamaya, it will develop their love and affection to Krishna. Oh, there is no this Maya. Mahamaya. No Mahamaya. There is no lust. Nothing there. Then how he can come down? So he cannot come. Jadgatva nanivartante taddham paramam mama. Anyone by practicing so bhakti yog in thousand and thousands of birth, anyhow he went there and serving Krishna, how he can fall down? Because there is no Maya. How he can? Never. It is absurd. That has been told everywhere. There is yoga Maya. Oh, Krishna is very attractive, very beautiful. So always attracted to Krishna. How Maya will come there? Maya had no power to jump over this Viruja. She cannot. Only there. But there no action of this Maya. So, only Mahavishnu, and they are coming from him like this. And then, with their freedom, they can do like this. They can choose any of them. So, what he has told, we should try to understand. We have not fallen down from Golok. Otherwise, with so much doing bhakti and they are going and again they are coming. Oh, very, very sad, very sad. Big problem. So you should. So, Golok is a thing, Vaikuntha is a place from where anyone cannot. They can fall down, but they can come like the commander of jail to control something. Jail. He can come. Why come? To control prisoners. He may come. To look after them. So, any realized soul, liberated soul, they can come with Krishna or Narayan or of any his manifestations and they will help devotees to go there. That is why he has told that jivar swarup hai krishna nityadas krishna tatastha shakti bhedabhed prakash. What is bhedabhed prakash? Can you define bhedabhed prakash? Mahaprabhu is telling.
Mahaprabhu is explaining. Veda Bhed Prakash means simultaneous, one and different manifestation, separately parts and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are one in quality because they are the part of Krishna, just like the small sparkles of fire, they are same in quality with the fire. But at the same time, the living entity is very, very minute, infinitesimally small. So it is different from the Lord in the potency, in Shakti. So that is why it is one and different at the same time.
Can you more?
The jiva is a tiny, infinitesimal part of the Supreme Person. And so, the jiva will have the same quality as the Supreme Person, but in a very small amount. So, in that sense, the jiva is both, there is both oneness, but also a difference. And this oneness and difference are there simultaneously.
One more? Can you define bhedabhed? So give him.
Bhedabhed prakar. Bhedabhed means qualitatively one with Krishna, being part and parcel of Krishna, but simultaneously it is different from Krishna. Bhed and abhed. So different and one is simultaneous.
Not sufficient. Can you? More? More than they have told? Oh, you cannot. Let us try.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this payar, in this verse, gives an analogy of a fire and a molecule of fire. The molecule of fire is the same quality as the fire, but quantitatively it's very minute. So qualitatively we're the same as Krishna, as a little piece of gold in a gold mine is the same as the quality of the whole gold mine, but it's a very infinitesimal part. So qualitatively we're the same as Krishna, but quantitatively we're very minute. Krishna is unlimited, but we're nothing but Krishna.
Thank you. Oh, Madhu Maharaj is very eager. He cannot tolerate. He wants to. Oh, speak something. So,
he only spoke 3 hours. So.
Oh, I'm very happy.
Speak 1 more hour.
Are he can speak more than 6 hours.
So, just like we have heard from Gurudeva and Gauravani, Siddha Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his 10 fundamental principles. Similarly, Siddha Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his Devadatta first part, what is oneness and difference. So, in oneness, Krishna is Chetan, Kamsas, and Jivas for Chetan, or Kamsas. Krishna has feeling, willing and knowing, this prepotency, and jiva also have willing, knowing and feeling. So in this way, they are oneness or same. What is difference? Krishna is unlimited and Jiva is infinitesimal. And Krishna also bhakta means angel. Jiva also bhakta, not like Krishna. He can enjoy the service of Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has given so many examples in his first part of Jiva Dharma. So if you surrender ourselves, the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakura through Gurudev, then you can understand where is oneness and what is difference in Bhaktivinoda, in Jiva Dharma. In the second chapter, it is given there. So then you can understand very clearly.
Very good. Thank you. I ask so many that you so repeat and have this idea in your heart. You know that Krishna is have so many powers he has, very beautiful himself, having all the transcendental qualities. No? When Krishna is with his all power, mercy and everything, then if anything comes out from him, it is called swans manifestation. No? And they are like Krishna in all ways. But the root is Krishna. Iswara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakaraka. This is clear? Is this clear? And then, if Krishna, by his opulence, Yogmaya, only he keeps one Tatastha Shakti with him. Tatastha Shakti. And then, anything coming from him, it is called Vibhinnans Tattvaji. What I told, again clear it. What is swans and what is Vibhinnans?
This one is very difficult and very deep. Srila Gurudev is explaining that Krishna is Sarvashaktiman. He has all powers, many, many energies. He can achieve anything by his energies.
And all qualities also, transcendental qualities in him.
At that time, when Krishna is equipped with all of his potencies, if he will expand himself, then that expansion is called swamsa. These are his many, many expansions, manifestations and incarnations.
There is no bhed, no bhed. No?
There is no difference between them. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadi, Ananda Rupa. He has unlimited forms and they are Advaita. They are not different from him in Tattva. According to Tattva, philosophical principles, they are not different from him. Yet, when by Yogamaya, Krishna wants to perform this very special pastime, he gives up his energies and keeps with him only one energy, that is called Tatastha Shakti. At that time, when Krishna expands himself, then his Amsa, this is called Vibhinnams Tattva. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Amsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The Jivas, they are my Amsa. But at what time? Or when he's leaving all energies and only keeping Tatastha Shakti with him, at that time his expansion is called Vibhin Amsa Tattva. Vibhin Amsa. Vibhin means separated. So Swamsa means Swa Amsa, his own part. And Vibhin Amsa means his separated parts. So they, those Vibhin Amsa Tattva, they are called Jivas, that is, like your dad.
Now again understand this point. Krishna is so much powerful. He is the master of all kinds of shaktis. Even Yogamaya and of even Mahamaya. He is the controller, absolute master of all these things. So swans are like this. But for in decimal G, though his constitutional form is transcendental, chit, but even they are very small, so they are but sometimes they can be covered with Maya. Krishna and his all expansions, those who are called swans, they cannot be controlled by Maya, never, because they are masters. But these jivas, vivinansha jiva, coming from tatastha sakti, they have very beautiful shape, form. All senses they have, intelligence, mind, heart, all organs they have, everything they have, but very small. Why? Because they have come from tatastha sakti with Krishna. So, in some cases they are separate from Krishna, and in some cases they are not separated from Krishna. In what? Krishna has shape, form, beautiful form, they have also form. They have intelligence, Jiva has also. Krishna is a rush of, ocean of rush, and Jiva, only minute rush is there. Krishna can enjoy, also they can enjoy. What enjoy? Krishna can enjoy all rasas and all. And Jiva can enjoy only his service. He not enjoyed, but enjoyed. So enjoyed, in what enjoyed, he can realize all these things. And Krishna enjoy everything he may enjoy, especially he can enjoy all rasas. So these are some difference and non-difference. Why it becomes? Because this is the transformation of tatastha sakti. No? So there must be some samanata, similarity, and some dissimilarity. Also, all the gopis, gopis, covered boys, cows, everything. Even a grass of Vrindavan, Brajmandal, Golo. Even all the servants of Narayan, Nrisimhadev, Vaman, Ram, Evan, all are transcendental. Some similarity and some
difference.
Because they have their transformation of chit shakti. They are not coming from tatastha sakti. They are coming from swansa. So, all are like that. They are all liberated. More than that, they are coming from Krishna himself, his shakti. Shakti and shaktiman. Some in some case, some difference, and some case, no. So here, in Tattva, we have accepted, like Vedanta Sutra, Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Abheda. No Bhed. But in some case, Bhed are there. Some in cases. What? They are enjoyed there. Krishna is enjoy, always useful. Even Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu. His highest manifestation of Krishna. But he thinks that I am servant of Krishna. Always. being elder brother. And he thinks, Nand Baba, Jashoda Maiya, and Gurujan, all others, all are serving Krishna. So there is some what? Difference and non-difference also. Because this is the nature of Shakti. And this world, all the trees, creepers, our outer form, this, and mind, what is this? It is also transformation of Maya Shakti. And this Maya Shakti is of Krishna. So there some, should be some difference and non-difference between these and Krishna also.
In the beginning we said that all swams are master. And now we are hearing that...
Oh, something is difference.
Not Swayam Bhagavan.
No? So there is something. And that is why it has been told. Bheda bhed. Among Krishna nose and this ear. Even in one body. Eyes cannot be told ear. Ear cannot be told. And Krishna can do from eyes same thing from ear. But he is still, we cannot tell his nose or his ear. So these are everywhere. Very, very bigger subject and deeper subject. But you should know something about this. So I cleared in so many ways and you should try to note down your. In one day you cannot realize or understand even. So try to do again and again. Nirbandhani mati. With? Yes. A special? Yes, this you can know. I must know these things. And I also must attend that thing. Do or die. Then your lust will go, your anger will go, your all desires, worldly desires will go gracefully. Very soon. So bheda bhed prakash. Understand? So jansa kiran, jaise agni jwala chai. He has given two examples. Why? He was not satisfied by first. And he is not satisfied by second also. So something, by mixing two, so jansa kiran. So jansa kiran means?
The rays of the sun.
So jans kiran jaiche agni chwala chai. So jans kiran means?
A molecular portion of the rays of the sun.
Rays. Rays coming from where? Surya. That is Krishna is Surya here, sun. What is called this kiran? Oh, this is Shakti. This is Shakti. And in there, kiran, from any hole in your room, you will see, oh, rays are coming. And very particle things are moving very quickly here and there. Oh, they are jiva. And kiran itself has been taken as a power. That is Shakti. That is Tatastha Shakti. And there are so many. So many minor parts. Lakhs and lakhs you cannot count. But Surya Kiran, he is not satisfied. Not completing all ideas. Then he gives another, Agni Jwala Chai. More, some clear. What? Oh, fire is burning. And you gave some wood. And when it was burning, oh, some woods are so that from them comes sparks. Very, so many parts, sparks coming. Very many sparks. If they are going out of the fire, then they will what be? They'll be distinguished. So this is not good example. But you should take. There is no anything in this world. In this world, there is no comparison of that chit shakti. But if any particle, flame, that
spark,
will be, she will fall, it will fall in any cotton.
Heap of cotton.
What it will be?
Or petrol.
What it will be? And then it can burn whole world, universe. It has so much power. In Surya Kiran, that example is not there. But also there is something. Sun rays. Here, no rays in Agni. So, both mixing, they will give some idea. But even not in full. So, Surjans Kiran. Coming rays from light, it is vivid here. But what is not vivid? That if a sprinkle, part, will go on the stone, or any barren land,
water,
oh, it will not do any effect. But when there is a heap of
cotton
or anything like
petrol,
it will increase and burn the whole world. What is from this? The jiva is coming from the rays of Krishna. Ekam eva paramatattam svabhavika achinta shaktya. Oh, compete. Who is telling this? Oh, he cannot be. What is the meaning?
In this verse of Bhagavad Sandarbha written by Sri Jiva Goswami, he is saying here, Ekameva Paramatattvam Subhavi Achintya Shaktya. The Absolute Truth is one.
Oh, please sit like me. And if you are sitting like this, don't. You are not old than me. So you should. Oh, like this. Very good. And here. I will test it. That, oh, you should. And not then standing on the bench. I will bring a bench and you will be there. That you will be clear, vivid.
So here in this verse of Bhagavad Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining Ekam Eva Paramatattvam, the Absolute Truth, Paramatattvam, is one. But Subhava Kyatin Chashatya, by his very nature, his nature is inconceivable. By the inconceivable nature, though he is one, that one can be considered in four features. What are those four features? Swarupa, Tadrupa Vaibhav, Jiva, and Pradhan. Swarup means Krishna's own transcendental form. Tadrupa Vaibhav means all of his expansions and the transcendental realm. It is called Tadrupa Vaibhav. Then Jiva, most of the living entities, and Pradhan. Pradhan is the original ingredient of which causes the manifestation of this material world. So these four, the Shakti, they are considered to be one. Is there any example to make us understand this? Yes. Srila Jiva Goswami by saying, Chaturabhishthati. Suryanka Mandalasti Tej Mandala Tadbhavivatadashini Tadbhavishthati Vipayana. He's saying just as the sun. The sun can never be separated from its different features. First of all, Surya Anta Namrasit Tej. Within the sun itself, there is some power, some Tej within the sun. And then, there is, from the outside of the sun, you see just like a mandala. It looks like what is in the sky. So the sun has its own internal activities, and also it has another appearance from outside. It's called Surya Anta. So the Surya Anta Mandala Stit Tej, the Tej within the sun, this is compared to Krishna's Swarup, his own nature, original nature. And Surya Mandala, this is compared to his expansions and or his manifestation of all the transcendental worlds. Is there any difference between these two things? They can never be separated. They cannot be independent of Krishna. So here, then he's saying, Ta Bhagavata Tadrashmi. From the sun also, emanating, there are so many Rashmi, that means rays. So many particles coming out from the sun. These are also not independent from the sun. They can never exist separately from the sun. They can never be separated from the sun. They can never be independent from the sun. And then, Ta Pratichchari. That means, of the sun in a remote place, it may be reflected there. So the reflection of the sun is also not independent of the sun. And all of these things, all taken together, this is called sun. So in the same way, Krishna, his manifestations, his jivas or emanating from him, and maya, this remotely situated reflection of the sun is considered to be like pradhan, the material energy. All of these things taken together, they are one absolute truth that is called
Thank you. What is the purpose that we have discussed now? You.
No.
What we have together all. Essence of all this.
The whole lecture.
No, this topic.
Oh.
What is
all? By citing. Yes. What is the essence that we have discussed now?
In essence, we have discussed the simultaneous oneness and difference of Bhagavan, of Jiva, the energies of Bhagavan, and the example given is of the sun in this context. How there is Bhagavan, his different manifestations, the Jivas, and the use of the energy, or Maya, and this is compared to the sun.
What is Italian devotee? Young? Italian devotee?
Italiano.
No. Here, in our group? No. Can you explain something? Milo. You, Mayabi, Miami. What is the essence we discussed all these things?
Om Agyana Purnamasya Agyanjana Shalakara Chakshara Mumitamina Tasma Shri Yudhaya Namah. We've been discussing Krishna Kveda Gira Prakash, the simultaneous one and difference between Krishna, Maya and the Jivas. So here the example is given of the sun and the sun rays and what makes up the sun. So, the sun rays, they're not independent of the sun. They can't exist without the sun. And also, inside the sun, there is a characteristic which is not different from the sun. And outside, the sun looks like a mandala. So this is also part of the sun. And also the reflection of the sun. None of these things are independent. So, similarly, Krishna, he has so many potencies. He has the jivas, and they're the same like Krishna in qualities, they have the same qualities, but they have different in quantity, they're like minute part. Also, Krishna's potencies, they're not independent of him, they are part of him. And also, everything in the spiritual world, it comes from Krishna. But these things, they cannot be separated from Krishna, and all that make up Krishna.
Vichitri.
Vichitra Vasa.
essence of Bheda Bhed Prakash, Suryans Kiran and Agni Jwala. Are we asked all who are hearing us now? Go on.
They Prakash, the simultaneous oneness and difference of the jeeves with Krishna. So Krishna is compared to the fire, and the jeeves are like the sparks of the fire. So they're emanating from him. And also sun rays are coming from Krishna and the...
Thank you. You should try to know all these things. What?
Can I just say something?
Oh, so you have told so many things.
But I want to say something.
What?
I just want to give my own example of Bheda Bhed Prakash. In 1967, in April, our Srila Prabhupada came back from establishing his second ISKCON temple in San Francisco, and he came back to the first ISKCON temple at 26 Second Avenue and gave practically exactly the same class on Sri Sanatan Shiksha, quoting the exact same verses with explanations that Srila Gurudev was doing.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So the laws and preparations were a little bit different, and the devotees were also sleeping then. At that time, though, they were brand new, and they used to sleep with blankets like a tent over them. And so the Lord had been in this exact same class. So there's simultaneous one different, because the body and the decorations around them are slightly different. So both Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev are manifesting.
Very good, very good. One kirtan. Jai Radha Madhava.
You gave the example of the spark of the fire. If it lands on cotton, it will make a very big fire. So if you compare this to the jiva, what example is this in the jiva?
Love and affection. In jiva constitution, in jiva's constitution form, very small. But if it will go like the creeper on the lotus feet of Krishna, endless love and will come, and it can drown all whole ocean.
Point, Anandam Budi Vardhanam.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes, this. Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Vihari. But not sleeping. Maya is very powerful. Maya is so powerful. Oh, she can influence in so many ways. So many ways. So, if he will do like this, or she will fly. And not doing no kirtan, then at the time of even hearing pastimes of Krishna and these tattva, especially tattva, oh, it will come and influence. She does not want that anyone from my kingdom should go to Golok Vrindavan. All should be here. Then his pleasure is there. She can enjoy by firing you, by giving so many sufferings. And if all are liberated, then to with whom she will do. So it does not want that any should be liberated from this. And especially if she comes anywhere in this guise, and she is looking that if anyone doing like this or that, or at once comes with 1,000 months of weight on eyes, you cannot check up. you cannot control. And at once you may sleep. So try to. Sometimes we are giving something kirtan that you should do like this and Maya will go away. Yeah, what is my number? Very big question. Can you know? You know what is parinambar? What English word?
The theory of transformation. Parinambar. The theory of transformation.
You know? You know? You know, Prabhu?
Parinambar, the Bhagavad means the theory or doctrine. Parinambar means transformation. In this instance, the transformation of the energies of Krishna. Even though Krishna is one, still he has transformation of his energies.
What are the transformation of Chit Shakti?
Chit Shakti, there is he has his Dham, his Prayakars, his associates.
In Golok Vrindavan, is anything which is not a transformation of his Chit Shakti? Anything?
Nothing.
Why you are not telling all these things? Even creepers, birds, animals, cows, buffaloes, anything, Krishna himself, Baldev Prabhu, he is from everything. It is transformation of Chit Shakti. And then transformation of Tatastha Shakti, so many jivas. And Maya Shakti? Maya Shakti? Transformation?
All the different manifestations of the material nature of this.
Any example? You can name?
This material world that we are living inside.
What is? Anything?
The material world which is manifested by this
Maya. Give a special example.
This universe with all its different planetary systems.
What thing? More? Your body, what is?
All the different elements which are composed.
It is transformation of that Tatastha Shakti or not?
Of Maya Shakti.
Eh?
Of Maya Shakti is.
Your, this body, what is this?
It's a transformation of Maya Shakti.
All the bodies, whatever you are seeing in this world, all are transformation. And even you are not seeing like mind, man, buddhi, ahankar, you are not. All also, this is transformation of Maya. All things. Brushes? Brushes are two things. One dry and one green. Green has some
life.
And they are jivas. And Krishna is also there as a Paramatma. But in dry,
only
Paramatma is there. No jivas are there. In this, no jiva, but Paramatma is there. Without Paramatma, any formation or anything cannot be done.
No existence without Paramatma.
You should try to note. Tomorrow I will ask anyone all these things. And if not answering them, I will have to punish. I will have to punish. Because I am telling all these things with so much energy I am giving. So you must give some energy. Aparayam iyam itastu anyam prakritim vidhihime param jivhuta mahabaho jayidam dharyate jagat. First line, one slow before this. Bhumi apo analo bayu kham mano buddhi re vacha. These are eight kinds of
material elements.
Elements.
Separated energy.
Coming from where? Maya.
Prakriti.
Prakriti. Apara prakriti. But G,
Jeev Shakti or Tatasaya Shakti, not the Apara Shakti. What it is? Apara Iyam Itastu Anya. This is how we are seeing. These are Apara Prakriti, transformation. Oh, Vidhine Param. You should know my Para Prakriti. Para Prakriti. What is that? Chit Shakti. But this, Jiv Bhutan. Jiv Bhutan, Maya Para Shakti. My Para Prakriti, transcendental Prakriti. And it is called Jiv. They cannot change by their constitutional qualities. Though cannot change it. Their body be covered. Transcendental body, mind, will be covered by Maya. And by that, they can think that I am this body. I am this body. Oh, he is my wife, she is my wife, he is my husband, he is my father, mother, all these things. What is that, this? Oh, this is not really true. Anyone of are not this relation is
not permanent.
False. Only ego is there. We have some relation with Krishna, that is true. But relation with this body, that I am myself and all relations are mine, it is false. But it comes by path. Maya, Mahamaya it comes. Mahabahu Jaya Idam Bhaj, a whole world is there. No? Everything in this world is there. But in them there is no jeev, no soul. Can anything work? What Maya will do? She can create this. But if Mahavishnu, Karnaprishai, is not sending jivas in them, what will be? Nothing. Incomplete. No activity at all. Understand what I told?
Without the input of, without the jivas, the material, no action will take place in the material world. Even though the Maya can create this world, but without jivas, nothing will happen.
Oh, there is a speaker. You know? A speaker. Machine is there. But I am not speaking it. Body is also here. But soul is not here. It will be any action? Never. You should realize this. So, Jaya Idam, by that Jiva, Jiva Shakti, whole world is being held by this Maya. If no Maya, Jiva, Krishna will not be here. Only Krishna in the shape of Paramatma for Jiva. If not, then he is Krishna in transcendental world. No Brahma, no Paramatma, no Narayan, this Narayan. Garbho Dasai, Shuro Dasai, no Paramatma, no one is there. Nothing. Any creation is not there. Only for Jeev. And if Jeev is there, then Krishna is like a Chaitya Guru. Paramatma. Watching what is this soul doing? And demand independence. But is he using in correct way or not?
Misusing.
If misusing, he will grow. Right. Where? In the mind of? Automatically, he has a very powerful machine. More than computer. Computer came from there. Automatic Krishna has arranged so many machines in our heart. And from there, everything is written there. What offenses you did?
what action you did, when you close your eyes, when you opened, what you did, when your mind was lusted by seeing here and there, everything, or all movement in computer is going on. Only one connect.
Huh?
Bach nahi sakta. Oh, connect. I could not hear.
Escape.
Now, man.
No books.
So, Krishna is there in this Paramatma form. To give that what they have done in past to
punish
them. So, Krishna Bhuli Seiji, Anadi Bhairbo, from the point of Tatastha, not from Golok. Ataya Maya Tarede, Gaur Premanamaya. You shall remember all these things tomorrow in my class. Be ready. Like examination, I will take examination. So all top to bottom, all should devotees should discuss among all the devotees, those who know, and then we prepare. Also you. I will not give you. So all my daughters and sons and my god sister. You. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Thus ends the class given on the 14th of June 2001 in Italy. This is part 2 of this class. First part is available on another mini disket. Hare Krishna.